The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And for today's feminist around the world, we're talking birds.
Cool.
Birds. Well, we're talking about an Indian zoologist whose activism is in pursuit to save species of storks that are on the verge or were on the verge of extinction. We're talking about Dr. Purnima Devi Barman. And with a little bit of a content warning, we're not talking much about abuse of animals, but there is kind of mention about, misunderstanding of birds. And yeah, it is about the extinction of birds and her trying to stop that. So there's a little bit of volatile conversation about what happened to some of the birds that she got really upset about. So there you go. So Dr. Barman's love and fascination with birds started in childhood. After being sent to live with her grandmother at the age of 5, she was introduced to the creatures of the nearby wetlands where her grandmother would take her when she would get upset. There, she began her journey for her love of different birds. She told the UN Environmental Program, "I saw storks and many other species. Her grandmother, taught me bird songs. She asked me to sing for the egrets and the storks. I fell in love with the birds." And in another interview she did with mybirdbuddy.com, she tells more of how she got so interested in birds. She said, "My grandmother had a solution. She was a farmer, so she took me to help in the fields, and that's when I saw the storks. I didn't know at the time that this was Hargila, but they were everywhere, in the paddy fields and in the backyards. And to keep me busy, my grandma asked me to count the birds and taught me some songs, songs that would never go away. She saw how the solution to connection with nature helped me forget to be sad, and I became normal. I've been obsessed with birds since."
She would later go on to get her master's in zoology and then to pursue her PhD studying greater adjutant storks. From the same interview with mybirdbuddy.com, she says, "I am from a village where this didn't happen often at the time, but I eventually got my master's in zoology. Whilst I was doing my master's, I was very inspired by two professors who told us about conservation, how to contribute, so I started volunteering at organizations and going birdwatching, meeting the birdwatching community. One day, the professor said he was in a restaurant and had asked for chicken, but they gave him stork meat to cheat him. He was given Hargila meat, so that story had an impact on me. I realized I had to do something for my childhood friends, so I decided my PhD would be on them. I got a volunteer position at an NGO called Aranyak, but by this point, my parents just wanted me to get married. They love me a lot, but they said, 'You know, you can still do all of this if your husband allows it. It is tradition. I don't blame them. It is just because they are worried about what their relatives, neighbors, and so on will think.' I actually met my husband at Aranyak. He is also a conservationist. His family members approved of my family, and we were married within 1 month."
Right. And later, she started her study on the greater adjutants. And according to Wikipedia, the greater adjutants are a, quote, large stork listed as endangered by the IUCN Red List. It has a global population of 800 to 1,200 mature individuals, with the majority of these individuals, 650 to 800, found in Assam, India. In Assam, this bird lives in close contact with urban areas, nests in privately owned trees, and scavenges at rubbish dumps. As a result, the greater adjutant is threatened by pollution, habitat loss, and failing of nesting trees. And a bit more detail, here's a quote from allaboutbirds.com. In India, the greater adjutant is now confined to the northeastern state of Assam, their last stronghold. Elsewhere, small populations persist in Cambodia's northern plains. The species is endangered, one of the rarest storks in the world. According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, only 800 to 1,200 adult greater adjutants remain, most of them in Assam. Over the past century, these birds have been in a steep decline. But in studying this species, Barman has noticed a change in the stork's behavior. Greater adjutants are now increasingly leaving the rural wetlands where they have historically nested and becoming village dwellers.
And in 2007, Barman made a difficult decision to suspend her studies to actively work to preserve the greater adjutant species. Here's some more from that All About Birds article. Quote, one day in 2007, Barman watched in horror as 9 baby storks fell to the ground when a villager chopped down a nest tree. When she tried to stop the villager, she was taken aback by his anger. I told him how important these scavenger birds are for our environment and about the fact that they are so endangered, Barman recalls. He retorted in anger, saying that he couldn't keep these birds there just because I was doing my PhD. He ridiculed me and asked me to stay and work at his house as a cleaner to clean up the mess created by the birds. As other villagers gathered around her at the fallen nest tree, she asked for their help in taking the baby storks to a rescue center at a nearby zoo. Instead, the villagers started teasing and frightening the already injured little birds. They laughed at Barman, ridiculing her and asking her if she wanted to eat the baby birds on her way home. It was an incident that could have discouraged her from enlisting locals in an effort to save the storks. But instead, Barman marks it as a turning point that led to a lot of good and necessary change.
Right. And this is when she began to realize she needed to educate her community of the ecological importance of these storks in order to enlist their help to preserve them. And that same article continues. Barman recognized that in order to enlist residents in a greater adjutant conservation, she first needed to make the stork a symbol of local pride. So she made a huge personal sacrifice, stepping away from her PhD studies to dedicate herself to shifting people's attitudes. Barman started by reaching out to several women in the villages, speaking to them about the importance of these birds and their dwindling population. She chose women as the first point of contact for her conservation outreach effort because she felt the women in these villages don't often get a chance to weigh in on social issues. And within their families, women can serve as the gatekeepers.
And with that, she grew an army of women to be part of these gatekeepers slash protectors. The army is now called the Hargila Army, and the number has grown from a few hundred to over 10,500 members today. Here's a bit more information from Wikipedia about it. Quote, the name comes from the Sanskrit word for bone swallower. This group has over 10,000 members, including 400 local Assamese volunteers. Their goal is to remove all obstacles that prevent greater adjutant conservation. This movement has been credited with empowering marginalized women and giving them a voice in local conservation issues. Barman and the Hargila Army also actively rescue and rehabilitate injured greater adjutant nestlings. Villagers place nets around nesting trees to catch nestlings if they fall out of trees on windy days, especially during monsoons, and injured nestlings are given medical treatment, rehabilitated at a local zoo, then released by the community. Barman has also developed an artificial breeding platform for the greater adjutant, which was successfully used to hatch a nestling in 2019.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And just as the bigger significance of what they're doing, these storks have also been hunted down for their feathers, obviously their meat, and being used at this time. And a lot of, like, I wish, if you have time, go get pictures of these, because they're amazing. It's amazing. And the women, they have hats. They have hats. They have hats in the shape of these storks. I want a hat. I think I need to go volunteer so I can get one of these hats.
Yeah.
So they've done some amazing work. And when she was talking about having these women as a part of this group, she was talking about the fact that they have a spiritual connection and understand the importance of why they need to continue with these species and why extinction is so bad overall, ecologically. And yeah, spiritually, they really have this depth of understanding. She was talking about a festival that happened during the Bhagavad Gita processional in her village. So having like a real connection and understanding to it, and why she felt like the women were able to really grasp on to this movement. So it's beautiful in general. And since the beginning of the program, the number of nests around the area went from 28 to more than 250, making it the largest breeding colony of storks around the world. Of course, Dr. Barman's work has brought on many accolades to her name, including, but not limited to, a Whitley Award, also known as the Green Oscar, the Leadership Award 2015 from the Conservation Leadership Program, the UNDP India Biodiversity Award in 2016 from the United Nations, and has been honored with the UN Environmental Program's 2022 Champions of the Earth Award in the Entrepreneurial Vision category. And I believe she has gone back into the PhD to finish her work and complete her thesis already. So I'm excited to know more about this. I've never heard of, I've seen the pictures of the storks before, I think. I think, like, I remember them because they are very distinct, very distinct looking birds. But to see what they have done and what she has done in order to protect them is amazing.
Yeah, that is really, really cool. And we've talked about that before, the importance of including traditionally marginalized people in these kind of conservation efforts. So I love this and I would love to come back to it. In the meantime, listeners, if you have any suggestions for this segment or any additional resources, thoughts, whatever, you can email us. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffWhenEverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store where you can get some merchandise. And we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.